Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In an exclusive interview with the Washington Post's Sarah Cliff, the president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, Nancy Keenan, announced in May that she would be stepping down from her post at the end of the year. While her email to NARAL supporters was written to encourage them to end this war on women, her interview with Cliff was more than just a little pessimistic about the pro-abortion movement's losses to our substantial pro-life victories in the past decade. Cliff writes in her story, "In recent years, Keenan has worried about an intensity gap on abortion rights among millennials, which the group considers to be the generation of Americans born between 1980 and 1991. While most young anti-abortion voters see abortion as a crucial political issue, NARAL's own internal research does not find similar passion among abortion rights supporters." In other words, Nancy Keenan's conclusion is something we have known for years. The post-Roe generations are pro-life, and more passionately so than their parents' generations. And these pro-life young people are more engaged in the pro-life movement than their pro-abortion, post-Roe counterparts are engaged in the pro-abortion movement. Look back to 2003, when the New York Times Magazine quoted David J. Garrow, a hardcore pro-abortion legal historian at Emory University, as stating, "There's been so much media attention over the last 7 to 8 years on partial birth abortion, we shouldn't be surprised that some of it has had an effect on 12 to 14-year-olds, and it is a public relations coup for the National Right to Life Committee. We know from Gallup that 61% of the country believes abortion should be illegal in all circumstances or legal only in a few circumstances. We know from Gallup that 59% of the country believes abortion should be illegal in all circumstances or legal only in a few circumstances. We know from Gallup that 50% of the country self-identifies as pro-life. And we know that when those questions are asked of the post-Roe generation, the numbers tend to skew higher. That the post-Roe generation is overwhelmingly pro-life is something I've long known to be true. When I worked as the executive director of North Dakota Right to Life, we began North Dakota Teens for Life. There was a groundswell of enthusiastic support and participation by the pro-life teens in the state. The same thing happened when National Teens for Life was started as an official National Right to Life outreach in 1985. Today, those young pro-life activists who have come through the ranks of the Teens for Life movement are leaders of our movement in their own right. These young people knew that fully one-third of their generation was missing because of abortion. They knew friends and family members who had abortions. They were and continue to be the generations who feel the true impact of abortion on demand, and they continue to speak out in greater and greater numbers. Just as important, I know that none of this would even be possible without you and the work you do with National Right to Life and our nationwide network of state affiliates and local chapters. Every day, you are educating your communities, touching hearts, and changing minds. Every day, you are involving more and more young people who are anxious to right a terrible wrong that has been thrust on their generation. Every day, you are helping us make a difference for the most defenseless members of our society." And the pro-abortionists have noticed. And they're worried. They know that they are fighting a losing battle, because without young activists to take up the so-called pro-choice mantle, their movement will start to shrink and falter. That's good news for the entire Right to Life movement, because we know the young activists are on our side, ready to take up the pro-life mantle. And it's good news for unborn babies and their mothers. So keep up the great work. Together, we will win for their lives.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.